Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a little more intentionally, a little more powerfully. I'm talking about tapping into those stoic values that have been around for centuries, proving their worth even in our modern world. Ever feel like you're just reacting to life instead of actively shaping it? You know that feeling when something small throws you completely off balance, your emotions taking over like a rogue wave? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to understand those emotional triggers, those little iron men in your life, and learn how to manage them like a boss? Today, we're diving deep into that world of self-awareness, because understanding your emotional triggers is the first step to gaining real clarity and confidence. So, what are these emotional triggers anyway? They're basically specific situations, thoughts, or even people that tend to evoke strong emotional responses in you, often without you even realizing it. It could be a certain type of criticism, a particular conversation topic, or even just seeing someone who reminds you of a past experience. These triggers can throw us off our game, making us say things we regret, react impulsively, or just feel generally out of control. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this emotional terrain. First, awareness is your superpower. You can't manage something you don't understand. Start paying attention to those moments when you feel your emotions running high. What happened just before? Who was involved? What thoughts were swirling in your head? Keep a journal, track your moods, identify patterns. This isn't about labeling yourself as emotional, it's about gaining valuable insights into how you function. Second, don't judge those emotions. Feeling angry, frustrated, or even sad is perfectly normal. Stoicism doesn't advocate for suppressing your feelings, but rather understanding them. Emotions are data, they tell us something about our needs and values. Instead of fighting against them, try to acknowledge their presence without judgment. Okay, I'm feeling irritated right now, you might say to yourself. What's causing this? They'd challenge your thoughts. Often, our emotional reactions stem from our interpretations of events, not the events themselves. Think about that trigger situation again. Are your thoughts helpful or harmful? Are they based on facts or assumptions? By questioning your thought patterns, you can gain a new perspective and potentially diffuse the emotional response. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're not a robot programmed for perfect emotional control. Everyone has triggers, everyone makes mistakes. When you mess up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. And finally, find healthy coping mechanisms. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature, practicing mindfulness meditation, journaling your thoughts, or even just listening to your favorite music. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. Picture this. You're at work, stuck in a frustrating meeting. Someone keeps interrupting, ignoring your points, and making unhelpful suggestions. Your heart starts racing, you feel that familiar urge to lash out. But instead of reacting impulsively, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that this person might be having a bad day, and choose to focus on contributing constructively. You acknowledge your frustration without letting it control your actions. You listen actively, try to understand their perspective, and offer solutions calmly and respectfully. By managing your emotional triggers in this way, you not only navigate the situation with grace, but you also build stronger relationships and achieve better outcomes. So, there you have it, 5 powerful strategies for understanding and managing those pesky emotional triggers. Remember, self-awareness is key, be kind to yourself, and keep practicing. I encourage you to share your own experiences in the comments below. What are some of your biggest emotional triggers? How do you manage them? Let's build a community of support and learning together. Join us tomorrow for another daily dose of Stoic wisdom, because clarity and confidence aren't just goals, they're habits we cultivate every single day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.